Happy Friday, everybody. It's March 22nd. I'm John Weigel here with Mark Dent, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Yesterday was a much anticipated day for Reddit as the company finally went public. The forecast seemed pretty great for the social media giant, who landed a $734 million IPO and became the first social media company to go public since Pinterest in 2019. But how will this new era affect Reddit users, and what is their profitability looking like? We'll get into that in a bit, but first let's give you the hits and headlines today in business and tech. Starting us off here with an update from Neuralink, Elon Musk's brain-computer interface company. They posted a video on X showing the first human patient to receive an implant, who is paralyzed from the shoulders down, by the way, playing chess using only his brain. Next, going to Wendy's. Wendy's faithful in Christiansburg, Virginia. Good news for y'all, because you can now have your Wendy's order delivered by drone, thanks to DoorDash's pilot program with Alphabet Wing. I just hope the drone has red pigtails. And following that, we're going over to the world of baseball. Ippei Mizuhara, the interpreter for $700 million baseball star Shohei Ohtani, was fired under very strange circumstances around a $4.5 million amount in wire transfers from Ohtani's bank account to a bookie. Mark, what do you think about this odd scenario we got going?
I mean, it's one of the strangest stories that you could ever think of about baseball. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is compared to Babe Ruth, basically like maybe the best player since Babe Ruth, like an actual living legend. And then you think about gambling, and then you think of Pete Rose, at least to some people, one of the greatest shames in baseball history. Now it's like we have gambling and Shohei Ohtani. It's Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, of course, but not what I had on my bingo card for 2024. That's for sure.
Definitely not what I had either. A lot of money flying around, it seems, in the Ohtani camp. So I guess his interpreter, Mizuhara, got a little whiff of that and did some dealings.
Yeah.
I'm guessing more will come out eventually about that.
Yes. And I mean, on a slightly more serious note, you know, the two of us have even talked about sports gambling, I think, on here before. But it's like, as gambling gets more pervasive into sports, there's going to be stories like these that happen.
For sure. Moving on to Glassdoor. Glassdoor's latest integration with the networking app Fishbowl means it now requires real names. Glassdoor vowed a while ago to protect users and anonymity when griping about their jobs, but some aren't so sure now, including me. What do you think about this, Mark?
I find this to be a quite interesting move. I thought the whole point of Glassdoor was to be pretty anonymous. But, you know, that said, it's kind of like when you think back to the days when people actually like left comments on like news stories on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It was a much more healthy conversation if you had to use your Facebook account, right? Instead of just like creating some random screen name.
Very true.
So I think that it might be healthier overall. I don't know.
It could look healthier, depending on, I mean, if you are very disgruntled with your company currently and want to post about it on Glassdoor, maybe that wouldn't be exactly the most advisable thing to do. So maybe that's the big problem here, that you can't really speak out.
Or wait until you have your next job,
yes.
Your next job lined up.
You got to wait till your first day at the next job, just in case, from now on. And finally, the U.S. Department of Justice is suing Apple, claiming it runs a monopoly on the smartphone market and makes it difficult for customers to switch platforms. Okay, and for our main story today, we're zeroing in on Reddit's entrance into the stock market yesterday on Thursday. Reddit is currently riding a high after their $748 million IPO and launching their brand at the New York Stock Exchange. But there's a lot to talk about here and how this may affect Reddit users and what that large IPO actually means. So, Mark, first of all, I want to get into this. How big of a deal is this, getting this IPO for Reddit?
Well, it's a really big deal. Their IPO is worth about $748 million, which shows a valuation, a market cap of around $5.4 billion, which is a good number for a social media company, particularly since we haven't seen that many IPOs the last couple of years, certainly not big ones. That said, in 2021, Reddit was valued at more than, you know, $5 billion. They were valued in 2021 at a little bit closer to $10 billion.
Wow.
So in some ways, that might be disappointing. But at least as of late Thursday afternoon, Reddit was up.
Yeah.
It had gone up 50% the last I saw to closer to 47, which would show a market cap of a little bit closer to that $10 billion that they were valued at in 2021. So the market seems to think that Reddit is pretty valuable.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising, especially since, as we talked about before, it's kind of the first social media IPO since Pinterest in 2019. So, you know, through the pandemic, through all that, Reddit has emerged as being profitable, but very recently profitable, as noted that Q4 was the first profitable quarter in Reddit. And 2023 wasn't a profitable year, but Q4 2023 was profitable for Reddit. And Bloomberg reports that the revenue exceeded $800 million in 2023. And that's a 20% rise from $666 million generated in 2022. So it seems like, given all this, Reddit is kind of on the upswing here.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, they had not, you mentioned that profitable quarter, otherwise, you know, 2023 wasn't profitable. I mean, neither were any of the other years, basically. It has essentially just not been profitable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been around for a long time. And it's sort of like the classic, almost old internet company in some ways, where it was like, let's just get a ton of users and then we'll figure out how to monetize them. Yeah. And they did. They got a ton of users. And I mean, it's been known as the front page of the internet. I don't know if that still holds true exactly today, but it still is for a lot of people. And they have the model of, you know, similar to what like Facebook had in its earliest days and what it still does to some extent, which is just like advertising. You know, they got a lot of users, so they'll do ads. Yeah. They do have premium memberships as well. And so you have like these ingredients to where it could make a profit. But I think what you wonder, and perhaps what we've seen from the way that people have been buying this stock, is can you be profitable off of just sort of being like this monolithic large company with a ton of users that just sells ads? And again, they do a little more than that. But like the ad market has obviously not been great since 2020. And everybody wonders, like, can you still be a company on the internet that just does ads and is successful? And I think if you're big enough, you know, you probably still can be. And Reddit might just be that. But I don't think Reddit will necessarily be a model for others. Mm-hmm. I think that they might be, you know, one of the few who could do something like this.
Yeah, it's very intriguing. And you mentioned about their money-making ability. They've done advertising for a few years, and they've primarily tried to work off advertising and other sources of income. But now it feels like the pressure's a bit on for them, given this big stock market opening, and it's a big announcement about their profitability in Q4. It seems like they really got a press to find other ways to make money.
Right.
And that may deter a lot of users. Reddit, whenever you see ads, Redditors are the first, usually, to point out ads and be like, I don't want anything to do with this page anymore. So the more ads that they try to sink in, the more users may retaliate. And the more users retaliate, the less users they'll have. So they do have to walk a pretty fine line in getting these ads up and getting that profitability.
Redditors are very particular.
Yes, they are.
And one other thing is that, you know, Reddit has said in some of the others where they're going to try to make money and do more of, instead of just advertising and maybe some of these premium memberships, is that they are going to sell data to AI firms. That's according to CNN. That's a way to grow revenue, but also maybe not the one that helps you win friends and influence people, I would say, or at least not like people who are Redditors. They're clearly experimenting with new ways to try to make money.
Definitely. And it seems like this stock market opening for Reddit will dictate a lot of other companies. And if other companies are going to open up their stock in the near future, go public, is there anybody that you see out there that could potentially do that this year, next year, in the same vein, like a social media-esque or tech company?
It's been this very tepid time for IPOs, tech IPOs, and frankly, everything. But, you know, social media and tech especially have really been down / non-existent for the last couple of years. But I think that Reddit is going to help change that. And one company that everybody has certainly been talking about that might go public this year is Discord. And Discord has been valued at as high as $15 billion. So you'd be talking about a potentially huge IPO if that ends up being their valuation by the time they are ready to go public. And, you know, Discord has kind of become, I mean, in some ways, the modern Reddit, right? It's sure. Kind of like a little bit more closed doors Reddit, which is what a lot of users like now, instead of just being like a true social media, everything out there. But I think it could face the same issues of Reddit, of where it's like, okay, how are you guys going to consistently make money?
Yeah. In all my years of using Discord too, I don't think I've ever seen one ad, although there are Discord premium options like Discord Turbo, I think is an option, or Nitro Boost or something like that. They do have options for premium subscription services, but I mean, I didn't exactly join like a Wendy's Discord. I remember us talking about that a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like the how do you do fellow kids thing of like the brands trying to be like, come talk about Wendy's in our corporate branded Discord.
Yeah, it's super strange. So, I mean, I'm glad that the stock is going very well for Reddit right now, and hopefully that inspires a lot more companies like them to get in on it. But I guess we'll just have to see how it all turns out in terms of social media, and we'll see how this affects companies like Meta and X going forward, who have such a stake in the social market.
Whether this is bad or not, I'll leave that up to people listening, but investors might just be ready to not care about profits again. You never know if that's what we're seeing here out of Reddit.
Yeah, very true. So that's going to do it for us today. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we will see you later.